Business leaders say overtime rules are out of date. The Human Resources Director for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is John Metcalf. He says many employers don't know how to classify employees who have jobs that didn't exist when the rules were written decades ago. For instance, is an information technology worker exempt from overtime, as most managers and white-collar workers are now considered? Or if that IT person is hourly, then would he or she be non-exempt and thus qualify for overtime? Metcalf says it's something employers struggle with all the time.
You'd be amazed, I guess, at how often it's just not clear how to categorize a worker. So one of the thrusts of rules revisions that are being considered by the Department of Labor is to, you know, put a couple of at least bright lines into the law.
Those bright lines are wage thresholds. The Labor Department wants people who earn less than $22,000 a year to automatically qualify for overtime if they work more than 40 hours a week. But on the top end, people who earn more than $65,000 would not get overtime. And the director of a working woman's advocacy group says that's wrong. Ellen Bravo heads 9 to 5. She supports raising the lower salary threshold. But Bravo says the Labor Department's new rules would cut off many more higher-waged workers.
They're making it easier for employers to classify, and I would even say misclassify, someone as administrative, executive, or professional, and therefore ineligible for overtime. They also have a salary cap so that many veteran police officers, firefighters, etc., who earn a decent wage after many years on the job will be told, okay, you make too much, you don't get overtime, no matter how many hours you work.
The new overtime regulations were first brought up earlier this spring, along with legislation that would have substituted overtime with comp time. That legislation never had enough support to bring it to a vote. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.